I think by the time you were playing, the end of season tours to the West Country had probably come to an end, had they?
No, we went on. Oh, we went on one, I think, in 1970. I can't remember when was the year I scored all those points, 574 or something.
That was 73-4.
Yeah. Okay. So that time we went to Cornwall. So we went to Penzance and Newlyn. And we played Penzance and Newlyn on the Friday night on the way down there. And I always remember that was notable for one thing, that their hooker was carried off on a stretcher. Because one of our more ferocious players had given him a right hook across his, just across his left shoulder, and caught him right on the chin there. And then, you know, it was pretty hard in those days, and there were a fair few fights in some games. And so he was carried off to hospital. He was all right, by the way, so there was no problem. But that was a notable thing in that game. The rest I can't remember. The only thing I can remember is that we went to Camborne, I think, on the Sunday, and I needed so many points to break Doble's record, and I failed by 7 to do that. But in the end of the day, mind you, he did score some in another country on tour, so that was all right. But no, they were good times, and that was the last end of season tour I went on, really, with Gloucester.
Now, 1976, I've noticed in the records that Gloucester, in trying to raise funds for the club, embarked on a campaign of trying to get sponsorship, and this resulted in part, or one of the deals done was with Adidas. So
that's
did
right.
You then have to convert to Adidas boots?
I always wore Adidas boots.
Oh.
I always wore Adidas boots, and I think my son's still wearing them as well. I've still got a boy playing rugby up in Sheffield, so and Gareth has played now, you know, for Old Cryptians, and he played county level at schoolboy and all that. So we always wear Adidas boots. Of course, they're a bit more expensive now than they used to be. We did embark on this contract with Adidas. I think it was something that Burton had arranged, I think, through his international contacts. And we all had lovely track suits and all this type of stuff. You know, the real tight fitting ones, not the, you know. And so we looked a picture in them, and we had a local sponsor as well earlier on than that. I think a guy called Bullingham from Cheltenham, who was an estate agent or something like that. And in 1973, he'd sponsored us with tracksuits and stuff like that. No, we had some decent sort of stuff out of that. It was the first time that any of the players, I think, at that level had got anything for nothing, you know. In the end, it wasn't for nothing. We were obviously advertising everything that they were doing, you know. But they were very very heavily into the international scene. So if you played international rugby, you'd get a tracksuit, you know, pair of boots, socks, anything you wanted in Adidas, really, from that. And the more mature internationals, you know, had it off to a fine art, really. And we're getting lots of kit in those days. They come back and give it to you and all this sort of stuff, you know, so they share it out amongst their mates, you know. So it was quite good.
Who were the entertainers in the Gloucester side in your day?
Let me think then. Burton. Burton was outrageous. I mean, I can't tell you some of the things he got up to, but he was absolutely...
I wish you would.
No, he was absolutely outrageous. I mean, it was... I can't tell you some of the things he got up to. But if there was anything really outrageous, then you could tell that Burton was at the head of it, really.
Be warned, Peter. I intend to interview him, and I'll ask him about you.
Yeah, you can. Yeah, but he won't tell you anything about me. He might tell you something, but I'll just wait and see about that. But I always remember John Dix, and on that tour that we went on to Cornwall, I think the folks came, Jack Folk and his brother came, and Roy Folk, two notable props for Gloucester, by the way. Roy was more the football player, and Jack was the stalwart, you know, the real strong sort of heart of oak guy. And Dixie managed to get into their room at the hotel, and he'd been down the fish market. I mean, he got this piece of fish, well, he got this whole fish, and he made sure that he stuck it in the bed where their feet were going to be. So into bed they got at the end of the night there, and and put their feet on this sort of wet fish in the bed. God, you should have heard it. Incredible it was. And apple pie beds and all that sort of thing they used to do. But Dixie, John Dix, was a real joker, mind you. He'd do anything for a laugh. He used to mix it with everybody, mind you, Dixie. He was a very deadpan sort of, you know, guy, but he was having a joke all the time. But he was very deadpan, but he was a great guy. He's the only guy on the rugby pitch that used to shout yours, you know, with a high ball, because he was a little bit deaf, John was. And he'd always leave it to you if he could, you know. But if you shouted, he wouldn't hear you anyway. So we had a couple of collisions, you know, on the rugby pitch. But he was a good guy. The other one, Mickey Booth, always good for a song, Mickey. Digger Morris used to hang around with us as well. Always came on the away trips. Always good for a song, like Susanna's a Funny Old Sow and all this. And all the... But Digger was wonderful with that. And the Saurus as well, you know. We had some other guys as well. I mean, some of the baggage men, you know. Fred Ewers used to come along with us. Oh, Fred Ewers, and he used to sing, you know, he used to sing some lovely songs. It was wonderful. And who was it? Dave Owen, who was a back row forward. He used to call him Muttley because of his laugh, like Muttley the dog. And he used to sing some, you know, they used to sing some lovely songs. You wouldn't think that, you know, these sort of horny, sort of hard men would have such lovely voices, you know. Absolutely, absolutely wonderful. Yeah, some good stuff.
We move on to 1978 now, and more silverware for the club with the John Player Cup victory. A massacre at Twickenham. Gloucester 6, Leicester 3.
Yeah. And Dusty missed a load of kicks that day, Dusty.
What do you recall of that match?
Well, I remember Viv Woolley and I walking around the ground before the game and seeing all the Gloucester supporters, and we were crying before the game. Viv and I, God, talk about it, we're emotional madmen we were. But no, we got into the changing room, and it was a day, an afternoon that flew by, absolutely flew by, and there were two notable things. One was Bob Clue scoring the try, and me kicking the conversion from the touchline, thankfully, and that was from the left hand touchline, and so that was a nice draw on that one, and that went over like a rocket. And then Dusty missed a hatful of kicks that day. Absolute hatful of kicks, and of course the Gloucester crowd were on his case in a big way. And the other thing was Richard Mogg and the way he played that day. Absolutely outstanding. He was my man of the match, really. Richard Mogg, he had this ability and this natural ability that I've never seen in anybody anywhere. I mean, he was just such a natural for the game. And he had a sidestep, he had a swerve, his hands were beautiful, he'd catch anything. And he caught Richie Barker, who went flying past me and was about to score a try in the corner. Moggy caught him about 2 yards out and just bundled him into touch. And that saved the game for us, really. Mm-hmm. He came from the left wing, where he was, right across on the right wing, covering across, and just caught him right on the line. Absolutely amazing tackle. And
winning tackle.
Forever grateful for that, I'll tell you. Forever grateful.
Yeah. I seem to remember that wasn't the gentlest of games.
There was no love lost. There was no love. I mean, there was... Leicester were always a challenge, you know. Leicester at Welford Road was a challenge for anybody. It was a real difficult game. You go there on a Wednesday night normally. It was, you know, it was a difficult game to play, and they had some very hard forwards and some decent backs as well, and Dusty at the back to kick the goals, you know. They were a very similar side to Gloucester. Very hard up front. No compromise at all in anything, and they kicked the ball well. And Dusty was an excellent goal kicker, you know. And we vied for lots of things in our day, you know. And you know, the quickest 200 points and all this sort of thing in a season. And you know, he was a nice guy. He probably had a few caps that I could have had, but at the end of the day, when he played, he did England proud, and that's all we wanted to see, really.